This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Live and Learn. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Today, we're bringing you stories of two NGOs doing good work in the city. First up, Yayasan Sarana Pendidikan Malaysia, or YSPM. Founded in 2013 at a meeting between leaders of parent teachers associations, YSPM is a foundation with a mission to complement the government's role in lifting our education standard. Live and Learn producer Chuan Tech speaks to YSPM's commercial relations officer, Wafri Zaim, to understand how they go about their work.
Wafri, maybe we can start with you telling us about YSPM's work and how does YSPM support PTAs?
So in terms of how YSPM helped the students, the PTAs especially, it all boils down to two basic caveats that we need to abide by. It's restricted in terms of, number one, all the forms of assistance and support requested to us must be not available via the normal government mechanism. This is as to avoid any redundancy to happen. Secondly, the basic caveat would be in terms of the kind of support and assistance requested to us must relate back to the MEB, the Malaysian Educational Blueprint, namely the students' aspirations.
I understand that YSPM, the foundation itself, was founded in 2013 by leaders of existing parent teachers association.
Actually, YSPM was originally mooted late 2013, but we're officially established on paper on late November 2014. So actually, the idea came across by the several PTA leaders from Putrajaya. Now, these people have the intention of helping out others. They're doing so well. So might as well carry everyone into the bandwagon and, you know, ultimately collaborate and gain success together.
The education minister is your patron, YSPM's patron.
Exactly.
How closely do you work with the government?
Well, YSPM try our best to be very close with the Ministry of Education and the ministry himself. We actually met him and get his blessing to be the official patron for YSPM. But in terms of all the act and alternatives, all the initiative that we took, actually, we do it on our own. We hold us responsible and accountable to ourselves. However, we really need to relate back to the Ministry of Education, because everything that we need to do or we want to do, we need to get the green light from the ministry and get their blessing, and we might as well get their support in this sense.
You alluded earlier to the fact that you would support initiative that is not possible through existing government mechanism.
True.
So I guess that's why a foundation like YSPM is needed. What are the gaps? What are the gaps that you are feeling that is not available right now?
Okay, so what YSPM is doing, actually, we cover four major areas, namely in terms of providing special equipments. And then secondly would be giving expert advice in terms of expertise. The third one would be in terms of monetary aid, in terms of financial aid and whatnot. But the most important thing that I would like to emphasize now is the number four. The fourth one would be in terms of forming collaboration and smart partnerships with other NGOs or other private limited companies. And we also welcome concerned individuals in this case in order to be the champion for PTAs.
Why isn't this something that the government is doing? Why didn't they create another agency dedicated solely to helping PTAs or giving them support?
So this is where our motto comes into the story. Our motto is, let's bridge the gaps. It actually tells a story that being an NGO, YSPM is doing the kind of initiatives which are sometimes, there are, although the government or the ministry is very well oriented, but there are things that, there are loopholes here and there. That's where we come into the picture. For example, recently we gave away a boat for transport logistics purposes. Not necessarily building school, but that area is actually not really that covered by the government. So that's where we jump in. And also, essentially, we answer to our motto, like, let's bridge the gap. We fill up those loopholes and gaps, and sometimes the government doesn't have like enough time or enough manpower, or in this case, most importantly, is in terms of monetary. So that's where we acted as an NGO. We fill up the gap and, you know, just provide a catalyst in terms of speeding up the process and give the ultimate solution to these people who are in need in a very fast manner and proper way. So,
So PTAs are weak or non-existent in rural schools. Are you reaching out more to rural schools or schools that are located in areas stricken by poverty?
Exactly. This is where YSPM really plays our important role here. Mostly for the rural areas, people, for schools in the interiors, the problem with them is actually in terms of accessibility. And in terms of when we talk about accessibility and then also in terms of their visibility, for example, other NGOs and private limited companies, sometimes they only look at the people in their area. But for those who are very far away from them, it's very hard to reach those people, correct? So that's when YSPM comes into the picture. We emphasize this group in particular because we really would like to lend our help and provide them with any form of assistance that they direly need. So this is where YSPM comes into the picture. And especially in terms of their PTAs, right? It's almost non-existent. It's actually very concerning in this sense. Therefore, YSPM also tries to be as if the adopted parent for these people in these schools. So we try to narrow the education gap in that sense as well.
I'm sure there are a lot of schools that would require that kind of assistance. Mm-hmm. How do you prioritize which school to help? What do you look for in applications when schools request for help?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that we need to look at first. But firstly, most important part would be in terms of the band wise, in terms of how well the school is performing. If it's band 5, 6, 7 above, we will prioritize those schools because on paper itself, it's telling a story that they're really in that dire situation. So we need to prioritize those schools first. And then next would be in terms of the parent involvement based on the statistics that we get from the Ministry of Education themselves. So that will reflect back in terms of how prioritized or how critical the case would be. So those schools, we will definitely put in our first rank.
Right. Well, what kind of statistics are you getting from the Ministry of Education in terms of parents' involvement? How do they track the parents' involvement?
We are in a very close relationship with the BPSH group from KPM themselves. Under KPM, there's BPSH, Bagian Pengurusan Sekolah Harian. And we're very thankful to them because we are actually collaborating with them very closely and they provide us with the information which we really need. And those kind of information are very crucial in order to, you know, like they say, you must know the problem first, then only you can solve it, that kind of thing.
Do you track the performance of the school alongside the Parents Teacher Association?
Of course, definitely. One way to do it is by looking at the statistics from 6 most important activities in school. For instance, like Hari Academic, where the parents ought to be in school and meet with the teachers to look at the performance of the students. Those are the kind of activities which we can actually gauge the level of effectiveness. If the level of participation from parents are raising and escalating, we consider this job well done already. We hope this is going to be a very good benchmark to begin with.
Can you give us like an idea of how much you have distributed in 2015? Mm-hmm.
Okay, as for 2015, we've already initiated a program Penataran. That one is more to like introductory phase for YSPM, since we're very new. But we already covered for almost about 8 states in Malaysia already, namely Selangor, Sabah, Sarawak, Perlis, Perak, Kedah, Johor and Melaka. All those states, we already initiated the programs in terms of we gather all the parents from all these states, from all the daerah and from the region, and then we introduce ourselves and tell them that we're out here and we're actually would like to lend a hand, helping hand and whatnot. So that is for 2015. Other than that, for now we're working on the wood giving away to SK Jerantut and SK Kuala Sat. That one is in Pahang. And other than that, we are actually working on the paperwork to be the champion for SBJK schools, Sekolah Bimbingan Jalanan Kasih. Now, these kids are from the gelandangan, those without parents, those who are homeless. So we are actually working on that in order to become the champion for this school and act as an adopted parent for the students in this case, most importantly. Well, other than that, on 2015, we also work closely with JAKWA, Jabatan Kebajikan Orang Asli Malaysia. For that one, we're actually targeting the indigenous group as well because we also consider them as a very precious resource.
How can the public get in touch if they like to be a part of YSBM or they like to contribute?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's easy. It's with a click of a button. You can visit our website at www.ysbm.org.my and then you can learn further about us. You can actually go to the Help Us tab and you can get in contact with us.
Right. And you have a charity dinner coming up soon?
Yeah, for that, we are actually organizing a very historical dinner in this case. It's actually called as Malam Sumbangsi Yayasan Sarana Pendidikan Malaysia. And we welcome all the other NGOs, all the private limited companies and concerned individuals to come and join us to give your full support in terms of donation, in terms of buying tables. You can really, really support this noble cause and make sure that we could fill up the gaps and alleviate the education performance here in Malaysia. So I'm calling out all those concerned individuals as well.
Wafri, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That was Wafri Zayan from Yayasan Sarana Pendidikan Malaysia speaking to Live and Learn producer Chua and Tech. Up next, we learn about the work that DAPO J07 is doing in terms of feeding the homeless in KL. You are listening today to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.